I think almost every one of us recognizes that General Motors is going through a tough time, and we want them to succeed. But that doesn't mean that the consumer rights that apply to every Missourian should just be thrown out the window because General Motors is floundering. Missourians have rights under the state's Lemon Laws. They have rights under warranties and product liability claims. And General Motors shouldn't just be allowed to categorically toss those aside and the rights of Missouri consumers with them.
I can see, though, where this would be a tremendous liability that General Motors, that somebody would have to carry forward. And why should the new people that would take over General Motors be saddled with the problems that the old GM created for them?
Consumers fought for decades to get basic consumer rights, particularly with huge purchases like an automobile is. And General Motors, as part of this bankruptcy proceeding, shouldn't be allowed to ignore product liability claims that may be trailing forward from the old company, warranties that come forward, and the basic rights that everyone believed that they were bargaining for when they bought a car from General Motors.
Do the attorneys general offer an alternative? Do you have a plan for what should be done?
Look, there's going to be a lot of restructuring that occurs as part of the transition that General Motors goes under. But those transitions should be specific to the company itself, its employees, its bargaining units, and other direct business interests. But when all of America is buying cars from this company, their consumer rights shouldn't be just cast aside as part of this transition. We bought cars from General Motors. We had certain warranties that we believed accompanied those cars, and the attorney generals today are saying that those rights should be acknowledged.
If this plan goes through as the bankruptcy court is considering it, that you're objecting to, why should anybody want to buy a car from General Motors in these last days before the bankruptcy finally goes into effect?
It's a fascinating point that you just raised. In my mind, probably the worst thing that could happen to General Motors is if everybody who thought that they had certain rights under the old General Motors suddenly lost those rights. If you want to destroy a consumer customer base and the goodwill of America toward a great company like this, then take all of your Lemon Laws, your product liability laws, and your warranties and toss them out the window. That is not what this country is about, and the attorney generals today are standing up for Missouri consumers and consumers all over this country.
I don't know whether your office would have compiled these records through the years, but do you have any feel for how many times the Lemon Law is used, not with General Motors necessarily, but with all manufacturers? Is it really used that often?
Honestly, I don't know the answer to that one.
Yeah, I didn't know whether anybody would keep records on that sort of thing or not.
But the product liability, a lot of the rights that are being tossed out by this bankruptcy are very important rights that should be acknowledged. Product liability claims. There can be serious defects in these cars. Defects that can maim human beings, that can cause burning, death, serious injury. General Motors shouldn't be able to just cast these aside because they've gone through a bankruptcy transition.